Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. Property on Kaya Biz.
And now we're actually going to talk about the first step that we all have to start at, right? Which is for South Africans, number one, making sure that you apply for financing in order to purchase a property. How do you make sure that you boost your chances of being approved for a home loan, especially in a sometimes competitive environment? What we've witnessed at the moment, though, is that due to the lower interest rate environment, there's been a great uptick in appetite for South Africans who are saying, hold on, I think I want to purchase a property, move from rental to home ownership. And because interest rates are slightly lower, this does see them being able to afford the access to capital that's required. But to help us unpack this further, we're joined by the regional sales manager at Uber Group, Natasha Champion. Natasha, good evening and thank you for your time.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for your time and your patience with us as we navigate these technical difficulties. But I think first things first, Natasha, for anyone who thinks of qualifying for a home loan and getting their bond approved, we always think, ooh, great news. You know, this is me getting my foot into the door. But let's start off by fully understanding the elements that need to be considered, right, when applying for a home loan. It's affordability, how much you can afford, interest rates and the likes. But I guess give us a quick overview of the considerations we should keep in the back of our minds.
Absolutely. I mean, Gugu, the first and quickest answer to your question is get pre-qualified. So what happens when we get pre-qualified is that we understand the fundamental elements of what the banks are looking for and looking at when they're approving home loans. So firstly, credit score, and secondly, affordability are the two basics. So in order to understand your credit score, you need to do a credit profile check. Find out exactly what makes up your credit score, and if there's work to be done, we can kind of navigate what the challenges may possibly be. You know, when people think about credit score, they think about judgments, defaults, legal matters. But really what it is it's a frame of reference for the banks to understand financial behavior and responsibility with a view to approve a 20-year loan, you know, in the form of a mortgage bond. So make sure you're paying all your accounts on time every single month. The banks have got eyes on your 24-month payment history, so they can see exactly what happened at Edgar 6 months ago.
Yes. And that's important that you mention that, right? Because we often think, oh, no one will know about that little account I took as a student and never paid off and then got another cell phone contract and gave that to my son and moved on to another deal. All of these things do add up, right?
Every account that you've got in your name, be it retail or be it with a bank product or be it even with an insurer, we need to make sure that we are paying our minimum monthly repayment on time every single month. And that's what really shoots your score up, and that's what presents you as a responsible payer in the bank's eyes.
Very important that you mention that. I'm keen as well, as you say, getting control of your credit score is one of the elements that one does need to conquer. It's how we need to constantly monitor this. We're well aware that there are some institutions that offer us an opportunity to read our credit score, but what should we be looking for? How do we need to manage it appropriately to make sure that we are on the right side of things?
Absolutely. So in order to manage it properly, you need to understand where you're at. So we've discussed paying your bills on time, but in order to get a quick view of exactly what your score is, and I want the listeners to please retain this magic number, a score of 600 and above makes you eligible to put that bond application in. We can do it via our Uber Bond Indicator, which is an electronic real-time tool, which you can do in the comfort of your own home in your own time. Within 2 minutes, you'll have eyes on your credit score. The next step there is to pull a complete credit report, which will automatically contact you to do on the back of that Uber Bond Indicator. All of this can be done via our website. It's www.uber.co.za. We'll pull a full credit report and then do the account-by-account analysis on exactly where, if any, we're encountering issues.
Indeed. That's quite important. And there's also an element you highlighted, which is getting pre-approved first. Help us understand how to do that, especially through platforms like Uber who assist us. And of course, the important element, saving for a deposit.
Absolutely. So once we've understood our credit score, the next step is going to be affordability. So again, go to the website. We can do all of this for you free of charge. Affordability is going to speak to your ability to repay that bond on a monthly basis. Now, traditionally, we've had the 50% installment to income. I want to simplify it. if you earn 10 rand, 3 rand will be allocated to a monthly bond repayment. But since the National Credit Act, and I think it's quite a logical step, they've said in addition to 30% of your gross, we are going to look at 90% of your net, which makes your monthly expenses a factor where they might not have been before. So of that same 10 rand, Gugu, you know, we may be bringing home 7 rand and we're spending 5 rand. Automatically, that 3 rand we might have had available on our gross becomes 2 rand because that's all we've got left over after all our monthly expenses. So again, we need to reinforce the pre-qualification exercise so we can understand exactly what you're spending and make sure you aren't duplicating any expenses in your declarations. When it comes to a deposit, you know, the banks are so much more likely to approve a loan when they see that the purchaser is bringing in some of their own funds. Not only that, increasing your chances of approval are a major factor, but that deposit is also going to set you in line to receive a more preferential interest rate because it lowers the overall risk to the bank. And, you know, a tiny monthly, you know, saving in your repayment based on a rate concession could potentially save hundreds and thousands. Again, we're talking about a 20-year loan.
Very true. Very important elements that you've highlighted for us here. And I think so often we tend to take things for granted, right? That if I qualify for the loan, what's the need to save for a deposit? I can use that money to furnish the property. But there are really pros and cons at re-evaluating your affordability and being mindful of making it yourself, I guess, a more competitive candidate to actually receive credit and getting your bond or home loan approved. We'll have to leave it there for this evening, Natasha, but really appreciate the valuable insight you've shared with us. Understand your credit score. Make sure that you fully understand what it is that you're able to afford. Get pre-approved first and save up for a deposit. And if you're smart, use a bond originator to increase your chances. Essentially making one application, it goes through all the banks and you come back with the most competitive rate that you can select from. Those are just some of the insight that we'll share with you this evening. But a big thank you to our guest, Regional Sales Manager at Uber Group, Natasha Champion.
Property on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.